been a go-getter. Well, maybe I'm not. I'm not known for doing a lot. But I do my best work when the weather's hot, hot. I'm pretty good at drinking beer. Digging deep holes. I'm not made for paving long roads. I ain't cut out to climb high line poles, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer. I'm pretty good at drinking beer. I'll hand me one more. That's what I'm here for.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The House Oversight Committee subpoenaing the Justice Department for more files in the Jeffrey Epstein case. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche also weighing whether to release transcripts from his conversation with convicted sex trafficker Ghislaine Maxwell, Epstein's close confidant. High-level talks happening at the Kremlin on ending the war in Ukraine. ABC's Guy Davies has more from the Foreign Desk.
U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff has met with Russian President Vladimir Putin this morning. The pair was seen smiling and shaking hands. This is Witkoff's fifth visit to the Kremlin as the U.S. tries to secure a ceasefire in Ukraine. This Friday marks the deadline President Trump has set for Russia to end the war, threatening secondary tariffs and possible sanctions if Russia does not comply.
The Health and Human Services Department is canceling contracts and pulling funding for vaccines that are developed for respiratory illnesses like COVID and the flu. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a longtime vaccine skeptic, says vaccines that use mRNA technology will be halted. This is ABC News. UNICEF now says two of the three indicators of a famine have been met in Gaza, and by the time a full-on famine is officially declared, it may be too late to respond. This is the agency's Joe English.
I've done this work all around the world, and I can't think of another situation where, when I speak to my own colleagues in Gaza, they are hungry. Their children are hungry. They are going to bed hungry. They are waking up hungry, and they are doing their best to do their job to alleviate the situation as much as we can whilst they themselves are hungry.
It happens from time to time across Germany. This morning in Dresden, several neighborhoods and thousands of people from the city center have been asked to leave their homes and businesses as experts set to defuse a World War II bomb on site. The evacuation zone is nearly a half mile wide. Today also marking 80 years since the U.S. dropped an atomic bomb on Hiroshima, Japan. Commemorations happening there today. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hear that? That's what having fewer hot flashes and night sweats can sound like. Veozah is the number one prescribed hormone-free treatment FDA approved for moderate to severe vasomotor symptoms, also known as hot flashes and night sweats, due to menopause. Veozah can cause serious side effects, including liver problems. Your doctor will do blood tests before and during treatment. Stop Veozah and call your doctor if you have symptoms of liver problems, such as feeling more tired than usual, decreased appetite, nausea, vomiting, itching, yellowing of the eyes or skin, pale stool, dark urine, or stomach pain. Don't use Veozah if you have cirrhosis, severe kidney problems, kidney failure, or take CYP1A2 inhibitors. Ask your doctor about Veozah. To learn more, call 1-866-239-1637 or go to Veozah.com. That's V-E-O-Z-A-H.com.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services releases vaccination rate data for the 2024-25 school year. The agency says 86.4% of Wisconsin students met the minimum immunization requirements. Vaccination rates for measles needs to be at least 95% to provide herd immunity. A new study highlights a need for more housing in central Wisconsin. The 2025 Regional Housing Study from Wausau-based Centergy Incorporated outlines how rising construction costs, limited new housing supply, and a competitive market are making it increasingly difficult for employers to attract and retain talent to the region. And the new owner of a boat abandoned on a Milwaukee beach last year is the man who towed it off the beach. Jeff Piller of All City Towing won the auction for the boat named Deep Thought for just over $2,500. His bid is far below the $20,000 the county needed to recoup the costs of the boat's removal.
More than 6 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease, and two-thirds are women. Hi, I'm Cherie Sample Hughes, Chair for Women in Government. Alzheimer's disease progresses slowly over 10 to 20 years in stages. Recognizing symptoms early could help make a difference. A timely diagnosis may allow for more options, including access to emerging care. Speak with your doctor to see if testing is the right next step for you and your family. Find more information at womeningovernment.org.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
Yeah, for me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Famous Footwear has the latest styles from all my favorite brands like Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, and more. And with over 830 stores, Famous Footwear is always nearby with fit experts to make sure my new shoes fit my feet and mom's budget. She says the prices are, like, really good. So you don't have to overspend to make it famous. Right now, buy one pair of shoes, get one half off at your local Famous Footwear store.
Some exclusions apply.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy, highs in the low 80s. Some showers and storms possible this afternoon. A few storms tonight, lows around 68. Scattered storm possible on Thursday, otherwise mostly sunny and 86. For Thursday night, partly cloudy and 69. Friday, sunshine, 90 degrees, upper 80s on your Saturday.
It's 64 at our studios.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Sir, if you don't mind, I'd rather be alone. From the moment I walked in tonight, you've been coming on. If I've told you once, I've told unwind. I'm not interested in romance or what you have in mind. What part of no don't you understand? To put it plain and simple, I'm not into one night stands. I'll be glad to explain it if it's too hard.
a pair of big blue eyes. It takes a pretty face to make their temperature rise. Looks aren't that important, just icing on the cake. What really turns me on is the shake. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby, you know what I like. Shake it real funky, shake it real low. Shake it till you can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction. Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on is the shake. Said Adam, which outfit do you like? The maple or the fig leaf? Now, honey, they both look nice. Clothes don't mean that much to me. Maybe you better go and ask the snake. Hey, what really turns me on is the shake. Ha! Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby. Shake it real funky, shake it real low. Shake it till you can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction. Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on is the shake.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Charlie's got a gold watch. Don't seem like a whole lot. After 30 years of driving up and down the interstate. But Charlie's had a good life, and Charlie's got a good wife. And after tonight, she'll no longer be counting the days. 18 wheels and a dozen roses, 10 more miles on his 4-day run, a few more songs. That he loves.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Kathy Matea, 18 Wheels and a Dozen Roses here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Wednesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 60s across the region this morning. Could see some showers and storms, at least some chances of that. We'll have our ag weather forecast this hour, also this hour. Talk with Karen Endress from Wisconsin Farm Center, and we'll have that conversation with Karen from Wisconsin Farm Technology Days coming up in our Newsmaker segment. Farm Tech Days does continue today and tomorrow. Over at Clinton Farms in just outside of Clintonville. And if you get a chance to head on over, We were out there yesterday, and crowds weren't too big, but it was the first day. I'm sure it'll be busier today. Also, we're getting ready for the Pierce County Fair, as we'll have coverage from the Pierce County Fair starting tomorrow morning with the Hog Show. We'll have that on our video streaming service at our website at realcountry1430.com. We'll also have it on our Facebook page and also YouTube channel as well. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
It's never too early to think about next season. With Alcivia's Verity Input Financing, you can lock in crop inputs early, manage cash flow, and stay ready to act when opportunity knocks. Flexible, farmer-focused, and built to protect your operation from risk. Let's set you up for success in 2026. Visit Alcivia.com or call Alcivia today at 608-819-4401. 608-819-4401 and plan with confidence.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Joining us on our Wellness Wednesday, Dr. Ryan Leiterman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek. And Ryan, last month you emphasized the importance of keeping our young calves cool during these hot summer days. And this week's Ask the Vet segment, when it comes to heat and humidity, we talk about the impact of the calf's immune system.
So when a calf or any animal is suffering from heat stress, again, for baby calves, that's 75 Fahrenheit and above, that heat stress will decrease the function of their immune system. They become more susceptible to diseases like diarrhea or respiratory disease. Now, we can help try to cool some of those calves with obviously offering free choice water, lots of it, clean, fresh, free choice water. But another thing we can use is we can go back to our high school physics class and think about the three laws of how thermal properties move between masses. And we have our good friends, conduction, convection, and radiation. And while we're not really going to do a whole lot with conduction or radiation, we can certainly lean on convection. And convection is the process by which, as air moves over an object, it can strip heat off of it. And so if we can get fans on calves to blow air speeds greater than 2 miles an hour, we can start to have a convective heat loss over these calves and start to cool the calves. So research shows we start to gain some benefits when air speeds hit 2 miles per hour, and anywhere from 2 miles an hour up to 5 or 6 miles an hour, we see some very nice benefit in cooling on calves. And then there starts to become a law of diminishing returns. The air speeds much more than 6 or 7 miles per hour don't really provide a whole lot more cooling effect than air speeds of, say, 5 miles an hour. So if we can get the air speeds on calves between 2 and 5 miles an hour, we start to have some of that cooling effect. Also helps keep the bedding drier. Sometimes we can struggle with wet bedding in these high humid days in the summer. And that high humidity, keeping that bedding drier, keeping the air moving, keeping some of this moisture out of the barn, is very helpful in pathogen control. So bacteria, viruses that are either excreted out of the body and then land in the environment, typically the number one way that they die is called desiccation. It means they just dry out. Well, in a high humid barn where the bedding is wet and the humidity is high, these pathogens can build up in the environment because they don't dry out and they don't die. They land in a nice wet spot on the bedding. They can grow, multiply. And a lot of times my experience the last dozen years or so as being a veterinarian, some of the worst salmonella outbreaks I've ever seen have always seemed to come in August because it's high heat, high humidity, the barns are wet, the barns are warm, and that salmonella that gets excreted just explodes in the environment. And so that's another thing. We're getting these high air speeds moving on calves, helps keep the bedding drier, helps get moisture out of the barn, and it just helps with pathogen control as well. I do think it's important to note, too, if ever was a time where sanitation is the most critical in a calf barn, it's critical 12 months a year, but it's most critical during the warmer months, probably the 3 or 4 months of summer and high heat and humidity, where we have this pathogen load buildup, things like cleaning out your bedding more frequently, sanitizing more frequently, all of these things help kind of keep this pathogen load that is growing and flourishing in the environment, keep that down as low as possible to reduce the exposure to the calves is another important thing that we can do with the summer heats.
Ryan, what you're talking about is so important because really the bottom line in all of this is cow and calf comfort.
Yeah, and as calves get bigger and that rumen starts to develop, keep in mind too that the rumen, as the rumen develops, it becomes more and more of a fermentation fat. And that fermentation process of those bacteria digesting fibers and forages and turning them into someday milk and meat, that process of fermentation is extremely exothermic. Another high school chemistry term there, meaning that it makes a lot of heat. Those rumens in a cow are like little furnaces. And so imagine you walking around all day, it's 90 degrees out in the summer, and you've got a heater strapped to your stomach. That's basically what a ruminant feels. That process of fermentation creates a lot of excess heat. And so that's why a lot of ruminants are even more susceptible to heat stress than other non-ruminant mammals, because that fermentation is just adding heat to the body at a time when it's desperately trying to cool itself off.
Thank you, Ryan. That's Dr. Ryan Leiterman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts, and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com. Auto repair bills are through the roof. $3,000 to replace the transmission, $4,000 for a blown engine. And if your manufacturer's warranty is expired, you'll have to cover it all out of pocket. You need an Endurance Auto Protection Plan. No matter what the mileage, if your car is under 20 years old, Endurance can get you covered on the engine, electrical system, transmission, AC, drivetrain, and more. Endurance has plans for any budget. Repairs can be done at the certified mechanic of your choice, and they're paid directly with no middleman. Plans cover 24/7 roadside assistance, towing, battery jumps, fuel deliveries, tire changes, lockout services, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Act now and get our elite benefits, including complete tire care and key fob replacement, a $2,000 value at no extra cost. With Endurance, you could never pay for covered auto repairs again, so call now for your free quote. Call 800-380-9012. 800-380-9012. Again, that's 800-380-9012.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I try to think about Shakespeare.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Petty Loveless and I Try to Think About Elvis here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Wednesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikin, 64 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, only the September contract is traded up 18 cents to 18.55. October, November, and December all not traded overnight. October at 18.58, November 18.59, December 18.41. Cheese markets were higher yesterday. Barrels up 4 to 179. 40-pound blocks up 2 1/4 to 180 and a quarter. 5 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 2 1/4 to 244. 3 trades on the day. Graded non-fat dry milk down 1/2 to 128. 3 trades on the day. Dry whey up 1 to 56 and 1 trade on the day. Cattle are called mixed. Hogs are called higher today. We can say with certainty the cattle market is resilient. Cattle futures have regained losses of last week, with the August contracts achieving new highs once again. The cash markets are holding, requiring the August contracts to move closer in line with the cash market. Consumer demand does not seem to be slowing as well. The strength of futures provides the confidence to feedlots to hold for higher prices again this week. Strong demand will require packers to purchase cattle, even if it means at higher prices. They can't hold back. Reducing processing has not backed up cattle in the country or improved their margins. Hogs, again, aggressive buying by the packers once again led to those higher markets. August live cattle opens the day at 234.27, October 227.10, December 228.15. August feeder cattle open at 341.05, September 339.55, October 337.82. August hogs open at 108.77, October 92.87, December 85.16. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn slightly lower, soybeans slightly higher, wheat mixed this morning. Now, corn futures continue to head towards oversold conditions, even though we have rising private yields and really little other fresh news as well to really help the market so far this morning once again. Meanwhile, soybeans are trying to rally after the double-digit losses from yesterday. It's one thing to trade to witness unchanged fundamentals, short covering from outside investors and trade tariff uncertainty, but lower trending technical factors are creating a double-edged sword regarding the chances of price recovery. Looking to the outside markets for support, don't find much help. Crude oil continue to trade lower for the fourth straight session, and that continues to also pressure the grain markets. September corn this morning down 1.5 to 380. December down 1 1/4 to 4 3/4. March down 1 to 419. New crop 26 down 1 to 444. August beans this morning are steady at 970. September up 2 1/4 to 973 3/4. November up 2 1/4 to 993. New crop 26 up 1/2 to 1047 3/4. August soybean meal steady at 273.60. September down 80 cents to 276.20. Meanwhile, September soybean oil up 34 cents to 54.11. October up 35 cents to 53.76. Chicago wheat, September down 1 to 507 1/4. December down 1/2 to 528. Minneapolis wheat, September up 1 to 571 1/4. While December up 1 1/4 to 593 3/4. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Hey, gut yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Local markets from Tuesday at Elsevia Durand, cash corn 345, new crop 342, cash beans 886, new crop 896. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 353.5, September 349.5, October 352, new crop 352. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn at 356, new crop 351. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 350, new crop 351. Cash beans 920, new crop 920. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 351, new crop 352. Cash beans 889, new crop 906. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 357, September 351, October 354, new crop 354. Cash beans 921, September 905, new crop at 905. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 344, September 342, new crop 349. Cash new crop beans both at 924. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 229 to 246, Holstein fed cattle 190 to 221, market cows 115 to 166, bulls 175 to 218, calves 410 to 1500, beef steers 232 to 590, Holstein steers 272 to 465. Sheep markets, light lambs 218 and down, market lambs 230 and down, ewes 115 and down, rams 205 and down, goat markets, does 330 and down, bucks 280 and down. Meanwhile, at Zumbrota, finished beef steers 230 to 244.50, finished beef heifers 230 to 242, finished dairy steers 210 to 220, market cows 120 to 149, market bulls 189 to 207. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm, and Chuck McDowell, definitely not an attorney. This is Chuck. Do you feel stupid for buying a timeshare? Don't. It's not your fault. You were most likely told you could rent it, and it was a great financial investment. And the deal was available today only. If this happened to you, contact your resort or Wesley Financial Group for help today.
Call Wesley now for your free exit information kit. 800-791-1313. 800-791-1313.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Sometimes it feels like this world's spinning faster than it did in the old days. So naturally we have more natural disasters from the strain of a fast pace. Someday was a day of rest. Now it's one more day for progress. And we can't slow down, cause more is best. It's all an endless process. I miss Mayberry, sitting on the porch drinking ice cold cherry coke, where everything is black and white. Picking on the six string, people pass by and you call them by their first name. Watching the clouds roll by, bye bye. Sometimes I can hear this old earth shouting,
through the trees as the wind blows. That's when I climb up here on this mountain to look through God's window. You call them by their first name, watching the clowns roll by, by, by. Sometimes I dream I'm driving down an old dirt road, not even listed on the map. I pass a dad and son carrying a fishing pole, but I hold up every time I try to turn back. I miss Mayberry, sitting on the porch drinking ice cold cherry coke, where everything is black and white. Picking on the sixth string when people pass by and call them by the first name, watching the clowns roll by.
On a snow white Christmas Eve, going home to see her mama and her daddy with the baby in the back seat. 50 miles to go and she was running low on faith and gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year. She had a lot on her mind and she didn't pay attention. She was going away too fast. And before she knew, she was spinning on a thin black sheet of glass. She saw both her lives flash before her eyes. She didn't even have time to cry. She was so scared. She threw her hands up in the air. Jesus, take the came to a stop. She cried when she saw that baby in the backseat sleeping like a rock. And for the first time in a long time, she bowed her head to pray. She said, I'm sorry for the way I've been living my life. I know I've got to change.
Got you covered. From Dell to Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Down at the AMP, drives a baby blue AMC. Ain't missed a day of work in 13 years. He's a fire department volunteer. He's got a yard that's always just been mowed. Collected stamps since he was 10 years old. You've never seen a more regular guy. When the sun goes down on Friday night,
slaps on his high karate aftershave, puts on his Elvis jacket custom made, gets in his patent leather zebra boots, buys up the super sport Malibu. He burns that rubber across the county line, a honky tonkin' Buddha closing time. You ought to see him metamorphosize from Barney Jekyll and Bubba Hyde.
Hey. Monday morning, it's a suit and tie. Attention shoppers, there's a 2-for-1 buy. Tuesday afternoon, he mans the wheel and makes his rounds in the bookmobile. He's got a Wednesday night canasta game. Thursday's attorney at the bowling alleys. His friends would freak out if they only knew the party animal he turns into.
Slaps on his high karate aftershave, puts on his Elvis jacket custom made, gets in his patent leather zebra boots, fires up his super sport Malibu. He burns a rubber across a county line, a honky tonkin' Buddha closing time. You ought to see him metamorphosize.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins from Farm Tech Days, and joining us right now is Karen Endress with the Wisconsin Farm Center, and we're going to talk with Karen about some of the things the Farm Center's been doing. There's some new numbers with the end of the fiscal year coming up about the Farm Center, and so Karen, thanks for joining us. Well, tell us about the last fiscal year, what were some of the things that the Farm Center was doing with this report that just came out?
Thank you so much, Brian. So I work with the Farmer Wellness Program, connecting farmers to those mental health resources. We saw an all-time high of connecting farmers with over 500 appointments and supporting them to support their emotional wellness. And that's just great that we're able to connect farmers with people that understand farming. We also saw a great increase in our online support groups. It grew over 51% in participation over the last fiscal year. So farmers are more and more kind of accepting that networking online, connecting with other farmers, and it's been a really great program to help farmers just build community and connection with other farmers in Wisconsin.
And as we move forward, the wellness program is going to continue on, and there'll still be funding and all of that?
Absolutely. So we are state-funded programs. So we have maintained our funding, and we're going to continue to be working with our farmers, not only through the Farmer Wellness Program, but also at the Wisconsin Farm Center. We have two new employees that have just started, Nikki Leonard and Joanne Peterson, and they're there to help support the farmers in their transition and succession planning, also in financial consultation. And in addition, we have our farm mediation program, which is run by Kevin Plant, and our herd-based diagnostics program with our veterinarian, Lene Schott. So that program's for dairy farmers in Wisconsin. So as always, we're free resource and confidential, so don't hesitate to call the Farm Center.
Talking with Karen Endress with the Wisconsin Farm Center. She's part of the Farmer Wellness Program, and they are here at the Farm Tech Days. They're in the Progress Pavilion booth. And so what are some of the things that you're talking with farmers here at the booth here over the next few days?
Well, we're talking to farmers about what are their stressors. So we partnered with our friends at UW Extension and got their jars to really have farmers put in what are their top three stressors that they're facing. Is it isolation? Is it financial? Is it the unpredictability of the markets? So we did some focus groups back in 2020. So we're just trying to see, are those stressors still the same today? So we're talking to farmers about the farm stress. We're also talking about what grants and other opportunities might be available, what other resources are out there through the Division of Agricultural Development at the Department of Ag, Trade and Consumer Protection. And then we're talking about maybe some pests that they need to look out at just from our other divisions. And of course, biosecurity is always an issue that we need to be focused on as farmers, protecting our animals, our farms, and our livestock.
Karen, if folks want to know more about the Farmer Wellness Program, there's a few ways they can reach out to you, right?
Absolutely. Please call our 800 number at 800-942-2474 or email us at farmcenter@wisconsin.gov, or you can look us up online, farmcenter.wi.gov. There's some great videos on there that you can just check out, take a listen. Kind of like I say, dip your toes in a little bit, see what you think, but give me a call. I'm a resource there to help you and connect you with what you need.
Anything else you wanted to let folks know about with the center?
So the Farm Center is busier than normal this time of year, which is great, but we have time available and we're willing. One thing that people often say once they work with us is you're Wisconsin's best kept secret. We will work with you on the phone, come out to your farm, whatever you need in that planning. Maybe you're planning the next step of your business. Maybe you're planning to transition that business. Or maybe you just need a friendly voice on the phone to talk to about what's bothering you today with farming, and we're here to help.
Karen Endress with the Wisconsin Farm Center and the Farmer Wellness Program. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Showers and thunderstorms continue to move across Minnesota today in our ag weather forecast. Now, we could see some of those showers and storms. Relative humidity values will also remain generally at or above 50% through the next few days as humid air returns to the region. Winds will be southwesterly and turn southerly later this afternoon. That could help to move out a lot of that wildfire smoke. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today. A slight chance of a shower or storm this afternoon. High 79 to 84. Relative humidity is at 53 to 58%. South winds at 6 to 11. We'll see about 4 hours of sunshine. Tonight becoming partly cloudy. A 50% chance of showers and storms. Lows 64 to 69. Relative humidity is at 95 to 100%. South winds at 5 to 8. We'll see a trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation. For Thursday, partly sunny, a 50% chance of showers and storms. Highs 83 to 88. Relative humidity is at 59 to 64%. Anywhere from 5/100ths to 1/10th of an inch of precipitation possible. We'll see about 8 hours of sunshine. For Friday, sunshine warmer. Highs 90 to 95. Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, highs 85 to 90. For Sunday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 80 to 85. Monday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 80 to 85. And for Tuesday, a chance of a shower or storm, highs once again, 80 to 85.
You've got so much glorious summer to fill. What are you going to do with it? Easy answer, do it your way at MOA. Do it up with Nickelodeon Universe's Ultimate Summer Party, Dora's 25th Anniversary Celebration, slimy fun events and hair-raising rides. Do Crayola Experience for the littlest ones. And here's a bright idea. Do it smart with MOA Attraction Bundles and the no-worries 72 degrees and sunny forecast every day. That's your summer, your way, at MOA, mallofamerica.com.
Water is one of the most important nutrients for livestock. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The quality of their drinking water has an effect on health, reproduction, and growth as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
And creeks provide a convenient source of drinking water for livestock, but they can also serve as a reservoir for disease organisms and toxins. If your animals are showing signs of gastrointestinal upset, salivation, and have difficulty walking, you might want to test the water. David Fernandez is an extension livestock specialist at the University of Arkansas Pine Bluff. He says there are four contaminants to watch for.
I'd be looking at salinity or total dissolved solids, nitrogen levels, and in particular looking at nitrates and nitrites, bacteria, and then blue-green algae. If those weren't really what came up, I'd be thinking about some accidental sources of contamination like petroleum spills or pesticide spills or for fertilizer spills, but you wouldn't really test for those so much in the water as you would look for evidence of that having happened around the water.
Bacteria often develop when animals are loafing in the pond. Nitrates come from fertilizer runoff, and if it converts to nitrites, can prevent oxygen from being carried in the blood. High salinity or saltiness can upset the animal's water balance and even cause death.
Once we start getting above about 5,000 parts per million, you can start having problems with your animals not wanting to drink. It may not be safe for calves or pregnant females. And then anything over 7,000 parts per million, you really need to avoid. And over 10,000 would be unsafe and shouldn't be used at all.
Fernandez says to take a water sample to your local extension office and have them test it. He recommends testing twice a year, once when the water quality is best, which tends to be when levels are high from fresh rainfall, and the other time would be usually in late summer when water levels are low and the animals have been loafing in it. Learn more about water quality for livestock at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.